All right, so we're diving deep today, folks, into the world of AI and how to make it work for you. You've been hearing all about prompt engineering, right? Specifically with Claude Needham's Five Pillars of Prompting book. Seems like you're ready to become BFFs with ChatGPT and unlock its full potential.
Yeah, it's a really interesting area. And what's unique about Needham's approach, I think, is that it goes beyond just giving you a list of ready-made prompts.
Yeah.
Like, he's created this user manual for how to actually communicate with AI.
Yeah. He starts off by talking about these things called dry prompts, which are honestly kind of like those super awkward first messages you get on a dating app.
Ah, I see what you mean.
Like, he gives examples like, just explain photosynthesis or list 10 cities in Arizona. I mean, yeah, they get the message across. But
no life to them, right?
Exactly. It's like sending a text that's just, what's up? Instead
yeah.
of something, you know, more fun and engaging. Needham says those dry prompts are a missed opportunity to really use AI in all its glory.
Yeah, they're kind of like just scratching the surface.
So how do we take those dry prompts and turn them into like a five-star AI conversation? That's where his five pillars of prompting come into play. And it's not about trickery. It's about learning how to be a better communicator, even when you're talking to a machine.
Right, like really leveling up your communication skills, even in the digital realm.
Okay, so the first pillar is providing context. Instead of just demanding information, you actually explain why you need it, kind of like you would with a real person.
Uh-huh.
So instead of just saying, list 10 cities in Arizona, you could say something like, I'm working on this travel blog about Arizona's hidden gems, and I could really use a list of 10 lesser-known cities that have some unique attractions.
Ooh, I like that. You're giving the AI something to work with, a story to be part of.
Right. It's like, hey, let's work on this together. Okay, pillar number two is showing appreciation. And this one kind of blew my mind. Needham suggests actually saying thank you to the AI.
I know. At first, you're like, wait, really?
Yeah. But think about it. Even with people, a little appreciation can go a long way. Needham says that showing gratitude, even to a machine, sets a more positive tone for the whole interaction.
And it also reminds us, the users, to be more mindful and respectful even when we're in the digital world, which I think is really important.
I love that. It's like setting the intention for a really collaborative and fun exchange, even if it's with a computer. Okay, the third pillar is all about being clear and concise. This one seems like a no-brainer, but I know I can get carried away with complex wording sometimes.
Oh, for sure. It's so easy to overthink things.
Needham stresses the importance of respecting the AI's time and processing power by getting straight to the point.
Yeah. And you know what's funny is he actually includes some examples in the book of these super convoluted and wordy prompts that would confuse even a human, let alone an AI. It's a good reminder that clear and concise communication is key, whether you're talking to a person or a machine.
It makes you wonder if we could all use a little more of that in our everyday conversations, too. All right, up next is being polite, pillar number four. Do we really need to be saying please and thank you to a computer program?
Well, Needham argues that it's not about being overly formal or treating the AI like a human being. It's more about how politeness actually affects our own mindset as users.
Interesting.
Yeah, so even if it's just a machine, using polite language can help create a more positive and respectful tone for the interaction.
It's like we're choosing to be the best version of ourselves even when we're just typing away at a computer screen. Pretty cool. Okay, ready for the grand finale. Pillar number five is fully engaging. And this is where things get really creative.
Oh, yeah. This is where we really tap into the power of AI.
So instead of just looking for those surface-level answers, we actually invite the AI to go deeper, to think outside the box.
Exactly. We show our own curiosity and enthusiasm, which signals to the AI that we're open to a more nuanced and engaging response.
So instead of asking for a list of cities in Arizona, we could say something like, I'm super fascinated by the history and culture of Arizona. Can you introduce me to 10 cities that each tell a unique story about the state's past?
Love it. You're not just asking for facts, you're inviting the AI to tell you a story, to really captivate you with its knowledge.
And what I love about these pillars is that they're not just about making AI work for us. They're about transforming the way we communicate in general.
Totally. It's about understanding that even in the digital world, mindful communication can make a huge difference.
All right, so we've covered the five pillars: providing context, showing appreciation, being clear and concise, being polite, and fully engaging. But are these pillars really only helpful when we're talking to AI? Something to think about.
I think you might be surprised by how much these principles can actually improve your communication with other people, too. It's amazing to think that just by learning how to communicate better with AI, we can actually improve our communication skills with everyone, you know?
Right. And what's really cool is that Needham actually includes all these exercises in the book. He wants readers to take those dry prompts and actually try transforming them using the five pillars.
I love that about the book. It's not just about the theory. It's like, okay, now let's actually do this. You know, put these principles into action.
Yeah, it really makes you think. And get this, he even suggests that these five pillars aren't just for AI.
Wait, really?
Yeah. He says they can help us communicate better with other humans, too.
Hmm, that's interesting. Like how...
Well, let's take providing context, for example.
Yeah.
Imagine you're asking a busy coworker for help on a project.
Right.
So instead of just kind of blurting out your request, you could say something like, hey, I'm working on this project that's really important for the team, and I was hoping you could lend your expertise on a specific area.
I get it. Like you're giving them the background so they understand why it matters.
Exactly. Mm. Just shows you respect their time.
Yeah.
And it helps them see why your request is important. Now, what about showing appreciation? I mean, we all love getting a genuine thank you, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But how often do we actually remember to do that in our everyday conversations?
That's true. It's easy to forget.
Needham reminds us that taking the time to show appreciation, whether it's to a coworker or a friend or even a stranger, can have a really positive effect.
It's like those little acts of kindness can make a big difference.
For everyone involved. Okay, let's talk about being clear and concise for a second. We all know those people who love to hear themselves talk.
Mm, yeah. Yeah. And those meetings, that could have been an email.
Exactly. Needham's emphasis on being clear and concise is a good reminder that respecting people's time and attention is super important for good communication, whether it's with humans or with AI.
Yeah. It's about making every word count.
So true. What about being polite? Seems like common sense. But sometimes in our busy lives, we forget those little courtesies.
It's true. We can get so caught up in getting things done.
Needham argues that even in today's world, politeness still matters.
Right.
It sets a respectful tone, and it can actually have a bigger impact on your interactions than you think.
It's like setting the standard for how you want to be treated, even in the smallest conversations.
Love that. Okay, now for fully engaging, the fifth pillar. This one might seem a little harder to apply to human interactions.
Hmm. Yeah, I can see that.
But I think the main idea still applies.
Oh, okay.
It's about really being present in your conversations, showing genuine interest in what the other person is saying.
Right, like active listening.
Instead of just going through the motions, mm-hmm. we actually try to connect with the person on a deeper level.
Asking questions, really listening to their answers.
Exactly. Every interaction becomes a chance to learn something new and build a real connection.
I like that. It's like those moments where you really feel like you're connecting with someone.
And that connection is what makes life so much richer, right?
Definitely.
So you see, Needham's five pillars of prompting aren't just tricks for AI. They're principles for becoming a better communicator overall.
Yeah, it's like leveling up your communication skills in every area of your life.
And as AI keeps getting more advanced, it's interesting to think about how these principles might continue to shape how we talk to both machines and to each other.
It's true. AI is already changing how we communicate.
It's almost like AI is holding up this mirror to our own communication habits, encouraging us to be more mindful and intentional and connected.
Wow, that's a really cool way to think about it. It makes you wonder, if AI is getting better and better at mimicking how humans communicate, what does that say about how we communicate?
Whoa, mind blown. Are we becoming more like machines? Or is AI becoming more like us? It's kind of freaky, isn't it?
A little bit, yeah. But maybe by paying attention to how we interact with AI, we can actually learn a lot about how to communicate better with each other.
Yeah, it's like AI is giving us this opportunity to really look at our own communication habits, both the good and the bad, and maybe even improve them.
So it's like by trying to talk to AI better, we end up figuring out how to talk to each other better too.
It's wild. And the thing is, AI isn't going anywhere.
Right.
It's only going to get more and more integrated into our lives. So as that happens, it's going to be even more important to remember these principles.
Totally. These principles, this whole idea of mindful communication.
Because it's not just about, you know, getting AI to do what we want. It's about understanding how to build real connections, whether it's with a super advanced machine or with another human being.
It's true. And, you know, I think the cool thing about these skills is that they're transferable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can use them when you're writing an email, when you're negotiating something tricky. Heck, you can even use them to have a deeper conversation with someone you care about.
That's awesome. So I guess what we're really saying is that Needham's five pillars of prompting, they're not just about AI, right? They're about us.
Right. They're about how we can use communication to make our lives better, richer.
And who knows, maybe by really getting good at these principles, we won't just unlock the power of AI. We might even end up creating a world that's more connected, more human.
That's a powerful thought, isn't it? It all starts with just changing how we think about communication.
Yeah, seeing it as something more than just, passing information back and forth.
Exactly. It's an art. It's a human art.
Well, there you have it. We just completed another deep dive, this time into the world of prompt engineering and Claude Needham's five pillars of prompting.
And along the way, I think we learned a lot about ourselves and how we communicate.
So remember, folks, the power to connect, to engage, to inspire, it's all within you.
Take those pillars and use them, in your AI adventures and D in your everyday life.
I guarantee you'll be surprised at how much of a difference it makes.
And until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep those conversations going strong.
Happy diving, everyone.